Previously with Martin Besser.
I suppose, I mean, some people call it New Year's resolutions. Other people just, you know, look at it as a, it's just a good time of the year just to do some stock taking and make some, you know, better decisions or something. Just set yourself up maybe to live a little lighter. I realize that's a wider goal already, and I try right throughout the year to make changes in my life to live a little lighter. Like, for instance, you know, do you need that big car or the car that's that expensive? What can you do with should we move to – I mean, this is something that's been on my mind for a while now, electric cars.
All right.
Have you ever considered it?
Oh, yeah.
Now that I've seen it around at, like, I think even at Sandton City, they've got a little designated spot for it. Now that I see it more and I read about it more, I'm like,
After this December, people.
Sure.
Leicester, the petrol price and the cost of petrol was insane. Insane. Like, seriously, people joke always like, oh, it's cheaper to fly. I worked it out. It would have been.
Because you were driving everywhere and you drove forever and a day.
No, it was expensive. I feel for people. It cost you a whole lot more this December.
And in all honesty, unless your job is involves a lot of travel, if you're a salesperson, let's say.
Up and down, yeah.
Up and down, yes, then I get it. But it makes so much sense to go electric. I always worry about the cost, though. I always think, oh, gosh.
No, the cost. Okay, so here's good news for you. Because, yeah, I hear what you're saying because – traditionally, those cars also cost a lot of money. Yeah.
Yes.
It was a false economy.
Yeah.
I'm going to save money on petrol and then pay R1 million for an electric car.
1.3.
For Stania.
Senior.
And also, in most designs now, I feel that they're getting it right or they're doing it better because in the beginning, it's almost like they wanted the world to point at you and laugh with those designs.
All right.
Am I right?
I can see where you're coming from.
It's a thing.
Just make it look normal.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just want to get on with my day in an electric car.
And for petrol heads, you're already losing the sound of the gruff engine and the this and the that. Like, make it look good then, at least.
Don't make us look stupid. Okay, so there's a new car in South Africa, the cheapest.
Oh.
South African electric car, or electric car in South Africa. It's called the Alexa City Bug.
All right.
It's a very small car. It costs 230,000 rand.
All right.
So it's on the cheaper end of new cars, I guess.
Can we see what it looks like?
Here we go. Yes, very small, very, very small, but it looks like a mini SUV.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it was a squish. Yeah. Like, they took an SUV and then they pressed it on both sides.
It's small.
You could fit it in my pocket.
And but remember this guy. Remember these kind of electric cars?
Yes.
We've come a long way.
That's what I'm saying.
The Lego ones. Yeah. The ones that look like little Legos.
How much do you think it costs? It costs roughly 15 cents per kilometer. So a full charge will cost around 15 rand to charge the car. But it only goes 100 Ks at a time, 100 kilometers. That's the range. And then the very weird part of this article that I can't get my head around, this can be extended to 200 kilometers at the customer's request. Who wouldn't request that?
Why wouldn't that just be the standard?
Why would you need to request that extra?
I don't know.
It's like, do people ever opt out of an air conditioner? No. Put it in.
It's like saying, do I need windows?
Don't even ask.
Put it in. Okay, so there you go. If you want to see what it looks like, go and check it out. We'll put a picture for you on our blog on jacarandafm.com with links to our social media. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up? Breakfast with Martin Bester.